Good afternoon, everyone. We've made it to the noon lunch hour on this fine Saturday afternoon. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I hope everyone's having a great time. And this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jewelers. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. A former Michigan Department of Corrections officer from Saginaw will serve jail time after admitting to smuggling drugs into a state prison. 64-year-old Kernif Jackson pleaded guilty to 9 felony counts, including multiple charges of delivering small quantities of narcotics for bringing drugs into the St. Louis Correctional Facility in Gratiot County about 2 years ago. Due to conflicts of interest, a Midland County judge, Stephen Karaz, presided over the case since Jackson's brother serves as a Saginaw County Circuit Court judge. Karaz sentenced Jackson to 300 days in jail, giving him credit for 3 days already served, followed by 3 years of probation. Prosecutors did not recommend a prison term, leaving the decision to the judge. Two others were also charged in connection with the case. Inmate Gregory Jones, who received an additional 7-year sentence, and his daughter, Braylyn Oliver, who will be sentenced later this month. The Board of Education in the Deckerville School District approved allowing Superintendent Matt Connolly to start working on a list of district needs. Some of the needs are expected to include classroom renovations, improving water and plumbing updates, along with window replacements and roofing needs. The board also approved working with R.C. Hendrick of Saginaw to work with Connolly on assessing district needs. The results are expected to be discussed during the district 7 p.m. Monday, February 23rd board meeting. The board meets in a high school library at 2633 Black River Street in Deckerville. The possibility of going for a bond issue for needs was discussed in January. In other matters, the board selected Kurt Vogel as president, Richard Hamill as vice president, Randy Kirkpatrick as secretary, and James Nicole as treasurer. And Michigan's law requires all dogs 4 months old and older to be licensed in a county where the owner resides. Also, the only way to get a license is by showing proof the dog has been vaccinated against rabies. February is the general time when counties sell a license for a dog. The cost varies from county to county, as well as the cost by gender. There is a price for dogs that are neutered and for those that are spayed as a way to help control unwanted puppies. There is also a cost for male and female senior dogs. To find out more, contact your county's treasurer's office. When we come back after this McKenzie sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. We're having a huge once-a-year Valentine's sale. From now until Valentine's Day, we're offering up to 50% off a large selection of stunning diamond engagement rings and wedding sets. That's right, up to 50% off on our gorgeous hand-picked selection. Whether you're looking for something timeless or a new trendy style, we've got a ring for every budget. At McKenzie Jewelers, we're also having a store-wide sale on our fine handcrafted jewelry. Up to 50% off a large selection of fine jewelry items throughout the store. So stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe today, and let's work together to find the perfect gift for her. Our sale runs now through February 14th. We can't wait to help you create the perfect moment this Valentine's Day.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our national news, G20 preparations begin for U.S.-hosted summit. The State Department has officially begun the logistics phase for the upcoming G20 summit, which the U.S. will host later this year. The theme of the summit is expected to focus on global resilience and economic sovereignty. Diplomats are currently working on a preliminary agenda that includes food security and supply chain stabilization. This will be the first time in several years that the U.S. has hosted the full assembly of world leaders. When we come back after this AVS broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
Our sister company, Pigeon Telephone, is hiring a locator technician. Learn more and apply at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to our international news. Russian tourists evacuated from Cuba amid fuel crisis. Russia has begun an emergency evacuation of its tourists from Cuba as a deepening fuel crisis paralyzes the island nation's infrastructure. Only return flights are currently operating as the Cuban government struggles with severe energy shortages. The crisis has been exacerbated by recent changes in international shipping regulations and local economic mismanagement. Russian officials stated the evacuation is a precautionary measure to ensure the safety of their citizens. Back after this Bresky sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have just two obituaries to report for this hour. Donna Jean Delphi, 86 years old of Bad Axe, passed away February 5th, 2026. She was born May 29th, 1939 in Elkton, Michigan. On August 9th, 1958, Donna united in marriage to Robert E. Delphi in Detroit, Michigan. Donna is survived by her husband of 68 years, Robert Delphi, two sons, Mark and Robert, two daughters, Robin and Kimberly, 10 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Per the family's wishes, cremation has taken place. A celebration of Donna's life will be held at a later date. Condolences may be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Laverne Melvin Jurgis, 74, of Harbor Beach, passed away on February 12, 2026. Laverne was born December 18, 1951. Laverne is survived by his two brothers, Milton and Fred. Funeral service for Laverne will be on Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe. Visitation will be from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday, February 16th, 2026, at McAlpine Funeral Home, and at Our Savior Lutheran Church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to Our Savior Lutheran Church. Condolences may be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. An end news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jewelers. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe.